Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of StemJetty. StemJetty stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemJetty helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemJetty.com today. That's StemJetty. StemJetty.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemJetty. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
It's not over until it's overcome. This is Govern America.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Wiggs, and it continues to be the 12th of July, 2014. As we move along here, Nancy, you were just saying at the end of the last hour, I want to give you a chance to finish up the points that you were making there. Nancy? Okay, I don't hear Nancy.
Sorry about that. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't remember what I was talking about at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll continue on here. Earlier I had mentioned that Mexican president, quote-unquote, everybody's a president to convince you folks that the United States government is the same around the world. Every country has the same type of government. Nothing could be further from the truth. But anyway, Enrique Peña Nieto was on Charlie Rose a couple of weeks ago. And I said earlier that he has his own ideas about Homeland Security. Here's Charlie Rose putting the question to Enrique. Listen very carefully what his ideas are.
That brings me to immigration. Clearly, Mexico is upset about the number of guns that are coming from America across the border.
Me parece que es un tema
I think
que sin
this
duda
is an issue that undoubtedly
ha establecido un señal, o ha hecho un señalamiento
Mexico has
porque mientras
said it,
se siga dando
it has manifested its position because as long as we continue to have this indiscriminate trade of weapons, and I understand this is a domestic policy of the United States. Unfortunately, however, this is affecting Mexico because there's illegal arms trafficking, because this has meant that criminal groups
se estén
obviously
are a país
arming themselves with weapons that are coming illegally into Mexico, and that's why we've established a cooperation agreement to avoid this illegal trafficking of weapons. I think the United States will have to take internal measures to face, first of all, this sale of weapons, which is generating problems inside the United States. But
en esta relación seria
de
respeto,
serious respect
es un asunto
relationship, this is an issue that the U.S. will have to define in its domestic policy. In my relationship with the U.S., we've only asked and demanded to avoid having illegal trafficking of weapons along our borderline so that we can fight against this together. Each one of the parts will have to do its own responsibility on each side of its border. And in this cooperation, we can share this practice. And this, of course, a practice that is affecting Mexico and I think other parts of the world.
Okay, did you hear what he said? I know that he was speaking through an interpreter there, so it's a little bit difficult to make out. If you listen carefully, though, basically what he's saying is that the Union of the Americas is going to cause a massive push to disarm you folks. He said the United States has to do something internally about this policy because it's affecting Mexico. So the Mexican quote-unquote president is coming for your guns, ladies and gentlemen.
Darren, wow. Now only MS-13 will only have guns. Gangs will only have guns.
Isn't that just wonderful?
That's just peachy. Especially when they're sending all of these young men to Chicago.
Well.
And the big cities across the United States.
Chicago's already been disarmed. And we see that it's one of the most bloodiest places on the face of the earth. Washington, D.C., another town that's a gun-free zone. And yet they have more shootings. I think they're, last I knew, they were the murder capital of the world.
Yep.
So how's that gun control working out for you? I wasn't going to take any calls yet, but I'll tell you what, John in Tennessee's on the line, I believe. John, go right ahead.
All right, Darren, this is nothing new. The idea of a union of conduct. And I'd like to give you just an idea of what was going on. Years ago, I came across a book. Listen to the title. The Idea of a Continental Union, the subtitle, Agitation for the Annexation of Canada to the United States. Now, that was going on in the 1840s till the 1890s. The book came out in 1960. Now, in the 1840s, they wanted no part of Mexico because that was just Mexicans. But since their economy and oil and all the rest of it and the wealth that's there now, now we're seeing a push for the annexation of Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
A true continental union. Back then it was over, supposedly over a fear shortly after the War of 1812 of being, going to war again against Europe or European forces. Now it's being sold to us as a way to keep us all safe, to drop the borders, to open up jobs, and the fact of the matter is, people, in 2005, George Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Harper did it to you already. The governments, the police forces, the military are all intermingled right now. The FBI is working in Canada and Mexico. The Mexican and Canadian equivalents of those organizations are in Washington, D.C. It is intermingled already. You just realize.
That's right.
Yep. Can't argue that. Anything else, John?
Well, None Dare Call It Conspiracy is a tremendous book. William P. Hoare wrote it. I don't remember what year it came out, but if you can get your hands on a copy of that, read it. If you can't find it in your library, go look in the children's book section, because I've found that they have moved some of the most important books in the library are in with the Barbie books and the My Little Pony books. And I'm not lying to you. They have moved them. They're miscataloged. So anyway, that's for what it's worth. This is an idea of a continental union with the agitation for the annexation of Canada and Mexico to the United States.
Yep. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, John. If we can get through the Kimberly Kagan stuff, we'll open up the phone lines as quickly as we can. But right now, I want to get to Iraq. And here's our Iraq War theme.
Last year, I announced the end to our combat mission in Iraq. And to date, we've removed more than 100,000 troops. Iraqis have taken full responsibility for their country's security.
I am very optimistic about Iraq. I think this can be one of the great achievements of this administration.
The tide of war is receding. The tide of war is receding.
Okay, I'm going to kill that in the interest of time since we're so pressed for time. Kimberly Kagan, we've talked a lot about her on this broadcast. She was on C-SPAN recently, and she was asked about her organization. Nancy, I think this is really important because the Kagans tie into so many things, including this North American Union thing, the Union of the Americas. As I said earlier, David Petraeus is tied to Kimberly Kagan. The Kagans were put by Petraeus in charge of the American war policy in the Middle East, and they were responsible for the surge in 2007 and 2008. So anyway, she was on there and she talked about it and she got very, very defensive right off the bat.
What is the Institute for the Study of War and who funds your organization?
The Institute for the Study of War is an organization that does not advocate war. We study it.
Okay, now, that's not what he asked. But see, the thing about it is, the reason why she jumped to that right away is because, in fact, they do advocate war. They are funded by DynCorp, a lot of other military-industrial complex companies, and so they're pushing for war in the Middle East, and this is why she's making the rounds again to try to get them to send more and more troops over there. When we come back from the break, we're going to get through this as quickly as we can, and then we'll try to get to some of your phone calls here as we continue. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here, sharing with you some audio from Kimberly Kagan and the Institute for the Study of War. This is what this this woman's group is all about. It's a think tank, the Institute is, which was founded in 2007 by Kimberly Kagan. The Institute for Study of War describes itself as a nonpartisan think tank providing research and analysis regarding issues and defense and of defense and foreign affairs, but has been described by others as a hawkish Washington group. Now, before the break, we played audio about this from Kimberly Kagan, who very, very defensively says, "Oh, well, we don't promote war. We just study it." And the question is, why so touchy on the subject? Well, if you look at who's funding the Institute for the Study of War, General Dynamics, a private military company, DynCorp, there are many, basically it's like a who's who of the military industrial complex. I'm sure that that wouldn't influence her in any way, would it? You know, they've been active, as we said, for a while now. And in fact, David Petraeus is connected very intimately with these people. Now, as you get more and more and you study these people, and I just find this fascinating, Nancy, to look into these people and to study their connections, because we've talked about this before, how Kimberly Kagan, her husband's Frederick Kagan, his father is Donald Kagan, and Donald Kagan's brother is Robert Kagan. Robert Kagan's wife, by the way, is Victoria Nuland, who used to be the State Department spokesperson.
Yep.
Okay, just until last year. She's the one, if you recall, said F the EU, and it was a widespread, you know, controversy over the Ukraine mess, which they created. And it's interesting that Kimberly's husband, Frederick, his dad, Donald, and his dad's brother, Robert, having a hard time keeping all these names straight in my head, they are all signers to the original Project for the New American Century organization, think tank.
PNAC. And, of course,
yeah,
we have...
They're all PNACers. That's absolutely right.
And we have new Cheney activity. Cheney and his daughter are starting a new group. And I was just reading articles by Paul Wolfowitz on the American Enterprise Institute sign, another, you know, PNACer. I mean,
yeah.
All of this thing, you know, the original people who started this are still in charge of it. This Kagan family, the entire family is involved in this. Yeah,
yeah,
there were,
some people...
They're implementing their new world order.
Some people might wonder why I keep coming back to this, why I keep harping on this. And the reason is because I don't think very many people have ever heard of the Kagans. And yet they're so instrumental behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
That I think it's important to pull back the veil and expose the people, not the groups, the people.
Absolutely.
That are behind it all. And these people are instrumental. So this rebuild, this report that they came out, that was published in September of 2000 by the Project for the New American Century, of which these people were the founders, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that report, far as I know, is still online at their website. I think it's newamericancentury.org. The last time I checked, and it's been a while, but the report was still there. That is the blueprint for the war on terror. And so they mapped it all out, published the report in September of 2000, even said in the report that they needed a new Pearl Harbor-type event to pull it off, and 1 year later, to the month, they got their new Pearl Harbor. Gee,
yep.
How convenient.
Yeah.
So all that is background, again, to come back to Kimberly Kagan. This is why you need to, this is why we're doing this. I want you folks to understand the significance of this woman. Now, that's why she got so defensive. Anyway, they go on.
And we study ongoing conflicts in order to provide policymakers and decision makers with the best possible information about what's going on in war zones, including Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Lebanon.
Okay, now she's talking about her organization and what they do. We study war. We examine everything to give the best information possible to policymakers. Now, I thought that's what we had intelligence agencies for. But, you know, I guess she thinks that she can do a better job than the intel agencies.
They are the policymakers. What are you talking about? She's a policymaker.
Well,
with her PNACers.
That's true. And, you know, behind the scenes, you're absolutely right. She's helping to pull the strings of the puppets.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so I guess we're supposed to believe that they're just doing this out of the goodness of their heart, right? You know, I mean, we just have a general love of, you know, whatever. Anyway, so we got to go kill more people. So on back on more on the issues of funding.
The organization is funded through private donors, foundations, corporations, and I think most importantly, does not take any money from the United States government in order to keep itself fully independent from the United States government.
Okay, fully independent.
No, they take money from the military
said.
Contractors.
That's right.
From the military corporations.
Absolutely. The military-industrial complex funds this organization, which does not make it independent. In fact, it would be actually better if the government did fund it rather than the military-industrial complex. That which you fund, folks, you control. Now, she's talking like she's representing the corporate war profiteers instead of feeding off the U.S. government. Folks, that's exactly what she's doing.
Well, and every place that she ends
fascism.
Up making recommendations becomes destabilized.
Yeah, exactly. All right, continuing.
If we want the Iraqis to take a political stand again, they're going to need security because in this environment, this is not an environment of negotiations. This is an environment where every human inside Iraq faces an existential threat.
Now, here's the pitch. More security forces, existential threat. Now, later on, we'll hear her espouse the Bush Doctrine. Again, we're seeing this meme coming out of the administration about how, oh, we've got to fight them over there so we don't have to face them here. You know, by the way, we've got a new report now. They're claiming now in the Independent out of the UK, Iraq insurgencies seize nuclear materials from Mosul University. They're claiming Iraq's UN ambassador and rebels had taken materials that can be used in manufacturing weapons of mass destruction. Gee, where have we heard that
you
before?
You think Iraq wants this bimbo running their country?
Well, I guess it doesn't matter whether they want it or not.
God.
They're getting it. That's exactly what's happening. All right. We're at the bottom of the hour again. Let's take another break. And we'll finish this up, hopefully, when we come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America as we continue on here. GovernAmerica.com is the website. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, go ahead and give your information out, please.
It's Nancy@governamerica.com, and check out my articles, which are posted on the website.
All right, governamerica.com. Let's continue on here. We were sharing some audio before the break, and I you know, this seems like this ends up taking longer than I ever planned for it to, but I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was important and germane to what we're facing here today. Kimberly Kagan, posed a question to her, and this was her, once again, her appearance on C-SPAN recently. Viewer posed a question, and the question that the viewer asked was, should have been fairly simple for her to answer. But this is how it went.
And there's this from Richard, who says, Ms. Kagan, were there any al-Qaeda in Iraq before America invaded?
Well, let me start by saying that I do not have the intelligence to answer that question. That is to say, literally, the intelligence. I can only report what I've read in the newspapers.
Okay, hold on a second. Read in the newspapers? Wait a minute.
The expert?
Yeah, that's the. She's supposed to be the expert. Don't you study these things? Isn't this the Institute for the Study of War? See, folks, once again, she can't answer the question.
Yep.
Because the answer is incriminating.
Yep.
There was no al-Qaeda active in Iraq. Everything was relatively stable under Saddam Hussein. It was the Kagans and their partners at the Project for the New American Century think tank who planned and executed the war that destabilized Iraq in the first place. Now, again, the relationships. Frederick Kagan's her husband. He's a scholar at the neocon think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, which Nancy mentioned earlier. We read a piece from them last week where they're openly advocating crony capitalism and fascism as a merit to society.
And where Paul Wolfowitz, he writes for them, and he was the president of the World Bank and one of the signers of the PNEC.
Absolutely. And Lynn Cheney, Dick's daughter, is in it with him as well.
Yeah.
And Despot Dick is making his rounds again, you know, on the TV, pushing for a new surge. Newt Gingrich also is, you know, he's a part of that as well. And then, of course, as we said, Donald Kagan is Frederick's father. And the two of them, all three of them were the signers of the PNAC.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that engineered the war on terror. They're the ones that destabilized Iraq. And so.
And the rest of the Mideast now.
Yeah, and hence the architects of terror. So, anyway. I'm not going to spend any more time on that because we've already pretty much laid that out.
What decision makers knew at the time, back at the beginning of the invasion, and why it is that they acted? Some of these things have been proven over time to have been misassumptions.
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 How about lies?
How
Ms.
about
Kagan?
That's a great word. Misassumptions.
They were lies. Saddam was not a threat. The weapons of mass destruction didn't exist. We went to war on lies.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
We have to understand why decision makers made the decisions that they did at the time. Whether or not it turns out in the end that such decisions were based on mistaken intelligence.
Mistaken intelligence had nothing to do with it. And she knows this.
You know, every sentence she says, she is.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this woman, too? And you and I were talking yesterday, Nancy, about this woman. You know, if you watch her mannerisms and how she, I mean, she'll start to talk and she'll look down and then she'll look at the interviewer and then she'll look down again. She's very robotic in her movements. It's almost like she kind of talks like a kind of an MK Ultra type robotic programmed individual. And I, you know, sometimes as I'm watching her, I kind of wonder if she's not like maybe the Kagans, maybe the Frederick Kagan and his bunch aren't her handlers. It's kind of an interesting thing, but when you watch her, she's very robotic in her delivery.
Nevertheless, relitigating the situation back in 2002, 2003, 2006, and 2007 is absolutely misguided when evaluating the actual problem that we have right now.
In other words, the lies of the past don't matter. Instead, listen to the lies I'm telling you right now.
Which is that al-Qaeda is resurgent within the Middle East. It has created a state that extends from Syria to Iraq, and it has a government that it is trying to put in place in these locations. It represents an existential threat right now, not only to the Iraqi people, but to the United States of America. There are foreign fighters that are part of the Islamic State of Iraq and Sham who have returned to places like Europe. We have seen foreign fighters participating in their campaigns who are from the United States of America.
Okay, so again with the threat, again with the meme, out of this establishment that ISIS, this construct of U.S. intelligence agency and State Department funding through the Syrian rebels, funding the Syrian rebels, and then turning around and let you know you don't know who your enemy is. So all this stuff ends up in the hands of the enemy, whoever the enemy is. And that's, again, the problem is you don't know who your enemy is. When you get into these war zones, it's impossible to know who's the enemy, and so you fund people, and then this whole thing is really exhausting.
I hope the NSA is listening because they need to pass on a message for me. That woman is a terrible liar. They need to, you know, find somebody better than her to be trying to explain their position because she is lousy at it.
Well, notice the fevered pitch, though. Notice the tone in her voice. I mean, she's saying, oh, it's a threat right now. We can't worry about the past. We can't worry about how we went to war to begin with. Don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Hey, we've got things, more things to worry about. Hey, you're under threat right now. So we got to go to war right now.
So we really mustn't focus as much as the political debates and discussions of this country would have us on what happened before. We're in a crisis moment now that matters to the safety and security of the United States.
And my share prices. anyway, she continues.
And I might add also to the safety and security of millions of innocent Iraqis who are being terrorized as we speak by the prospect of resurgent Shia militias and a resurgent Al-Qaeda splinter that is brutal and going after a civilian population that may not want this, but has no security and no security force to protect it.
Okay, what about all the security forces that we, what about the billions we spent in Iraq to train the Iraqi security forces? They have no security forces to protect it? What about the Iraqi military? Who's commanding that now? What's this business about not having any security forces? Folks, what they want is a never-ending war because war is very profitable.
Yep.
All right, finishing this up.
I think that Iraq has tended to want to be a unified state, and we saw that even in the 2010 Iraqi parliamentary elections when, in fact, a cross-sectarian platform and ticket got the literal majority of votes, although was not allowed to form the government of Iraq. The Kurds have not chosen to depart Iraq, and they have worked toward Iraqi unity. I think, however, after this particular inflection, we may see the separation of Iraq rather unnaturally into component parts.
Okay, so once again, as we've covered on this broadcast, they're planning on splitting up Iraq.
Yep.
This is what the plan was for a long time. Going back, I believe it was either Wesley Clark or William Cohen who made that statement, talking about how this would be split up, and that's one of the reasons why, by the way, that Dick Cheney said that they didn't go all the way and oust Saddam Hussein back when they went into Iraq when Iraq invaded Kuwait. They said that we would see pieces of Iraq fly off. Now we're seeing pieces of Iraq fly off, and Dick Cheney's all in on this. All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. When we come back, we'll roll through your calls. Those of you who are on hold, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from the break. Please be as quick and brief as possible so we can get everybody in. Stay with us. Governed America continues. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Continuing on here. I want to get back to the phones, as quickly as possible. I ask you folks again, if you can be as brief as possible, so we can get everybody in. I'd appreciate it. Let's go up first to Steve. Steve. I don't know where he's from, but Steve, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. We're always blessed by the show. I just had a couple questions. One was, when you referred to Petraeus a while ago, was that when he was the CIA director, when he had that, when he was working with the Kagans?
Yes. In fact, I think, wasn't he like, I think he was the defense, head of the Defense Department at one point.
Yeah, I was thinking he was, maybe that's what it was.
Anyway, he gave them classified materials, and he put them in charge. And basically, they were engineering United States war policy while he was directing things on the ground. And they took no money from the United States government, as she said in that sound clip there.
Yeah.
While they were doing this, but of course, what are they doing this out of the goodness of their heart?
Yeah.
Obviously not.
And I appreciate it. And just one other thing, I saw a little blur. I didn't read the story. On the RBN homepage, they have the little things that pass. The one story there about the mass casualties being expected by CDC and someone else. Is that related to? Remember a while back we heard about troop movements, especially along the eastern border quarter, and body bags and all this kind of thing. The supplies being repositioned. And is that, do you think that's related to that?
I haven't seen the story. Nancy, are you familiar with the story he's talking about? I'm calling it up.
No, I am not. I am not familiar with it.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. It's you know, on the homepage where they'll pass in front of you the different headings, the stories, and then you can click onto those and then read further.
Right. We'll have to check that out.
Okay.
But I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
On here, Robert in Missouri. Did Robert drop?
Pedophilia.
I left you in time, Rosie.
Okay, sorry, Robert. We didn't get to you in time. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're up next.
Thanks for taking my call. I just got a couple quick things I want to mention. Is the Kagans that you're talking about, isn't there a Kagan in the Supreme Court, and are they related?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a couple of other people have brought up the same issue. There is no known relation that I'm aware of. I did dig into this and tried to see if Elena Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court, is any relation to the other Kagans, and I, as far as I can tell, there is no known relation to them.
Okay, all right, that's a Kazar name, if I've ever heard one. But also, yeah. Too, I sent you an email a few days ago, ISIS, Inc. It's the Institute for Science and International Security, and basically it's a Washington-based group. And I thought this was fairly earth-shattering, that you have the ISIS based out of D.C., whose sole purpose is to... expertise and success in promoting mission-critical tasks at home and abroad. And it's just basically a security group that carries out operations overseas. I mean, is this a coincidence or what?
I don't think it's a coincidence. More than likely, it's not. I'm not familiar with ISIS, Inc., per se.
I sent you an email a few days ago.
What's that?
I sent you the email on it a few days ago.
Okay, I don't recall seeing that, but I can tell you that there are a number of groups that these people are connected with, the Syrian Emergency Task Force being one of them. That's a 501c3 organization which was created to support the Syrian, supposedly support the Syrian people's demand for freedom and democracy, you know, and that's one of the groups that they're connected to big time. And then there's another group which is also the actual licensed organization. We were talking about this last week. The licensed organization, and the name of it escapes me at the moment. But that there's one company, one organization, which is responsible and licensed by the United States government exclusively for all the money that goes to the Syrian rebels, to accept the money and distribute it to the Syrian rebels. So you see the chokehold of the funds and where the how the funds are being directed through these through this one group.
Okay, thanks. When they tell you it's for the kids and for democracy, it's time to head for the hills. But I just have one question: how the heck can the Iraqi army of 700,000-800,000 strong fold like a cheap suit in front of 4,000 or 5,000? Barely trained cutthroats. How the heck is that possible?
Well, it's very obvious that the money that we were spending to supposedly train and build up the Iraqi army was squandered somewhere. You know, it went into somebody's coffers. Obviously, they weren't prepared. If they had been prepared, they would have stood and fight. In many cases, like you said, they folded like a cheap accordion. So the money that's being spent, this is just a massive honeypot of wealth being sucked off, siphoned off the American people, and going into these war zones. It's disgusting at a time when people are barely able to get by right now. They're flooding this country with some of the worst garbage in terms of human, I don't know what you'd call it.
Human detritus.
Yes. And at the same time, siphoning more and more money into these war zones and capitalizing upon it through their military-industrial complex. It's just absolutely maddening. But see, this is what you do. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you leave government to the professionals.
Yep.
This is all, you know, you want to blame somebody for this? You know, I like to point the finger at the Kagans. I like to point the finger. No, look in the mirror. Because this
is also what happens when you're addicted to elites. And sadly, we are addicted to elites. It's the only thing we're willing to elect. Every time an elite is handed to us to be elected, we should never, never vote for them. But we can't seem to get past that, can we?
No, I don't think so. Listen, Mike, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I want to move on and squeeze in Robert in Missouri. He's back. Robert, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, I'm just looking at this from a big picture of global trends. And, you know, Barry Davis, that's his real name. Frank Marshall Davis is his real father, communist operative out of the city of Chicago. His mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, worked for the Ford Foundation. Guess who funds La Raza? The Ford Foundation. This is basically a worldwide program to collapse traditionally white countries. Zimbabwe just this week said, guess what, white people can't own property. South Africa's in a stage four genocide of the white population. Western Europe, they call London Londonistan because there's more mosques in Great Britain than there is churches. The entire white parts of civilization, Australia is trying to get their stuff together because they're getting flooded with immigrants. This is a worldwide campaign of white genocide, and if you can't see it, RBN listeners, your head's in the clouds. You need to back out, connect the dots globally, because this is what's gonna, this is what the real program is, the masters that control levers of immigration in all of our countries, which are traditionally white, they happen to be members of the tribe, and they're looking to genocide the white populations, and if you can't see it, it's because you don't want to see it, and that's what I got to say.
All right, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. You know, I got some other information here real quick here in the waning moments of the broadcast. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is the Iran-Iraq-Syria pipeline. At the end of the last broadcast, I told you folks that there were pipelines being built. There were other pipelines being thwarted. The Iran-Iraq-Syria pipeline, this is a natural gas pipeline that they attempted to get built from the South Pars North Dome gas condensate field toward Europe via Iran, Iraq, and Syria. You know, those countries that are targeted for regime change or already have had a regime change. Yeah, those countries. And this pipeline project was killed by U.S. sanctions. More than once, they have been working on this, and at the same time, we have Israel building their own pipeline, basically to Europe through Turkey. It's the Israel-Turkey pipeline, and that would be the competing pipeline. So, if you put these pipelines into a search engine, this you're going to be more and more in line, closer to the truth about what this is all about. Aside, of course, from that whole world conquest thing. Anyway, we're just about out of time. I want to, again, support the network. Please, RBN's running a pledge drive. Call today. Support 800-724-2719. Go to the website. Hit the donate button at republicbroadcasting.org. Also, you can send in mail at 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you got something out of the broadcast, please try to give something back. Because we need your support. We need to keep going. And in the meantime, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. Thank you, Nancy. It's always a pleasure. Goes by too quick. We'll talk to you next week. With